producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Stephan is in the house, along with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, all here to inform you, to entertain you. We're here to make your life better and more fun. Some of you may pull out your hair. I have something to fix that called Provia. If you don't like what's going on, wait a minute. We'll change our focus.
Provia work when you pull your own hair out?
I think maybe it would be difficult for Provia to work when you pull your hair out. It works especially along the part line where the hair gets thinnest, fastest, or you notice it best. That's where it comes back.
Wow.
Thank you.
It does work, really. Yeah. I mean, what it does is it creates a situation where new hair grows more easily.
Yes.
So even if you do pull it out.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
I suppose, yeah. Thank you, Richie, for clarifying that.
No problem.
800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back from Provia. 800-525-8319. All right, so where are we? Today, the Pope will visit Congress. So, is everybody in Congress going to be in with the message? We were talking about earlier on about Congress and taking the oath of office, that sort of thing, because there have been many comments, as much as we'd like to see separation of church and state and picking your own religion or any of those things, but whatever the Constitution actually says, we seem to have in our country the need to further the so-called Judeo-Christian way of philosophy, way of life. And we don't seem to want to embrace other forms or other religions particularly well.
Well, and maybe, we don't have a national religion, but that is those are the principles under which the country was founded.
Yeah. Well, the principles under which the country was founded were well-intentioned by well-intentioned men who were smarter than the average bears who were around at the time and therefore created situations in which we live in sort of an organized society. We hang our hat on a lot of the things that the Constitution supposedly said, interpreted by nine people in black robes. Whether that's the way it really ought to be, you got to have some way to deal with law and issues. And so this issue has to do with taking the oath of office. When newly elected members of Congress take office, they do not place their hands on the Bible or any other religious text. According to the information that Kenny got in his research, during official swearing-in ceremonies, newly elected members do not place their hand on any book. However, individual members may choose to carry some sort of sacred text.
But the president gets sworn in on the Bible, right? I mean, we've seen that.
Not, right. Most of them.
Right.
Yeah.
So what would happen? That isn't a requirement, though. How did that start? Does anybody know?
They choose.
They choose to do that,
because
really.
They know that if they don't,
mm-hmm.
they would probably get run out of town.
Well, isn't that awful when you get right down to it?
No.
Well, there have been four. Yeah, there have been four presidents who did not use the Bible.
And who were they?
Teddy Roosevelt, yep. John Quincy Adams, mm-hmm. Franklin Pierce, and LBJ.
And they said the reason for that was? Or did
LBJ's hand would burn if it touched the Bible.
Yeah. LBJ used a Roman Catholic missile on mm-hmm. Air Force One.
Yeah.
And John Quincy Adams and Franklin Pierce used a book of law.
Really? But there probably wasn't a Bible on Air Force One when the body was being brought back to Washington, right? I'm thinking there probably wasn't a Bible there.
How's there not a Bible on Air Force One? I would wonder.
Why? Why would you think there would be a Bible on Air Force One?
Well, why wouldn't there be? Who knows?
Well, why wouldn't there be? Hmm. Why? Why would you have a Bible on Air Force One?
I would just assume that there would be
would
a Bible on Air
too.
Force One.
Why?
You just think it would be there.
The office
why?
Of the president, the flying off. I would assume that there is a Bible in the president's office.
Why?
I assume that too.
I don't know.
I don't either.
I just assume that there would be.
Would you assume there's a Koran there? Or a Torah?
No.
But we haven't.
Maybe a Torah.
Yeah.
As a gift?
Don't you? I mean, I actually wouldn't be surprised if there was. I mean, there maybe should be a Koran there, actually.
The
yeah.
I would say there actually should be.
Okay, yeah. I've gone through the old Air Force One. By the way, the backdrop for the debate last week at the Reagan Library, Air Force One, that was the plane that Kennedy's body was brought back to. That plane saw all kinds of duties.
It was spooky.
Including bringing Kennedy's body back after the Dallas incident. And that was the plane upon which LBJ, or in which LBJ was sworn in. Same plane. So, anyway, I guess I'm trying to get to this whole notion that we have found ourselves in. And it has to do with the Pope being here. It has to do with all the religious ceremonies that seem to be coming together at this point. And this question came up because I wanted to know how there are a couple of members of Congress who are Muslim, and how do they get sworn in? So Kenny did a good job of putting the pieces together here. I think one of the fellows' names is Keith Ellison, who was not sworn in with a Koran. He posed for photographs with Nancy Pelosi. Both of them posed with their hands on a copy of the Koran that was once owned by Thomas Jefferson. So what do you make of that, boys and girls? Thomas Jefferson had a Koran.
I think that's great. Yeah. I think all of our leaders should know what everybody
Thank
is
you.
Dealing with.
That's very
I mean,
good
you
point.
Want to know what everybody's beliefs are. I mean, if yeah. anything, yeah. I mean, when you ask if there's
process.
A Quran and a Bible nearby, I sure hope so.
All right.
I mean, but this is what motivates people's lives. We should know what's in them.
Mm-hmm. And understand why it is that some people do what they do. You're right, Jennifer, about that. I think that's very apt.
Like Keith Ellison isn't too happy with Ben Carson right now in his comments.
Well, but Ben Carson's comments are applicable to any religion, not just it happened to somebody
yeah.
who the focus was on Muslim.
You
religion,
can't
be on
swear
any
to the Constitution right. above your religion. It's a conflict.
I like Ben Carson's comments. I think
yeah.
he explained it.
He's right.
Yeah. yeah. But the news media, as usual, blew it all out of context. So... Yeah,
well,
yeah.
They had a soundbite. They had a 10-second soundbite,
so
which was explosive.
Like Muslims,
mm-hmm.
right.
Well, but that's their job, is to get people to watch. Their job is not to tell you. See, this is the thing most people don't understand. You get your news from wherever you get your news. The news media today is not aimed at giving you the news. They're aimed at getting you to watch
right.
their television station yeah. as long, or listen to the radio station as long as you can. And so the fact that Donald Trump says, I'm not going on Fox anymore because they're unfair. What do you mean they're unfair? That's not. He's beginning to sound a little, childish.
Oh,
to a point.
I'm with him for not going on. They're canceling appearances on him. I'm actually with them
yeah,
for
why
ignoring.
Why are they canceling appearance on
because
him?
Because they're playing the game. They want him to
they're
do what
playing.
He does.
Right.
They're doing exactly. These
they're
people are playing. This is a horse opera.
But they're stupid.
They're smart.
He's the front runner.
That doesn't make any difference.
Why
they're
do you
doing
want that
it
guy
because
railing?
They know he will do what he's done, cause more attention to be focused on Fox, and that's what it's all about, Richie. That's what it's do the hokey pokey and turn the dance around. That's what it's all about.
I mean, he's annoying me. He annoys me,
well,
Trump. But good for him for standing up for, you know, I don't need you.
You see, you're making this into some holy war that it isn't. It's a game. This is a game, and
it
the
is
game,
a game
is get
yeah,
as much attention as possible for who either, and who gets more attention than Donald Trump? Nobody.
It's
so
a game.
Take
but
a
Fox
shot
looks,
at it.
Fox looks really stupid when wow. MSNBC is acting more fair in their coverage of Donald Trump
yeah.
than they are, because they're supposed to be fair and balanced on
no,
the right.
They aren't. They've never been fair and
Would
balanced.
Would you listen
Come
to what
on.
I said?
Yes.
What did I say?
You said they're supposed to be fair and balanced.
On the right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think they're endangering a lot of their viewers like Trump.
Yeah.
So they are shooting
That's
themselves
what I mean.
In the foot.
Yes.
It's stupid.
But it's because
Fox
Rupert Murdoch doesn't like him. That's
and
why
Fox says they canceled his Trump's appearance because he continues to attack Megyn Kelly,
which is stupid.
He's not attacking
like
O'Reilly. Best program to be on was the one he was canceled on. O'Reilly's show is the best by far of any of the shows that are on Fox. viewership-wise, content-wise. It's a very entertaining, well put together.
I'll tell you, one of the reasons I don't like him anymore,
him.
Trump,
yeah,
is because of the way he treats Megyn Kelly, even though I thought she was horrible in that debate.
He's become, what he's doing is turning women off. Carly Fiorina hit it right between his eyes at the debate last week.
She sure did.
When she said,
women heard what he said.
Yeah, and that's it. Yeah, and they have.
But here's the thing, smart women, and look, I'm all rah-rah women. I like Carly Fiorina a lot. But she can go back and talk about what Donald Trump said about her, but she still, it doesn't change the fact that she's soft on immigration, which has turned into the most important issue to people in the election this far. And Donald Trump is the only one that's addressing a real plan.
Could you look at it the other way around?
What's
she's
that?
Being practical, because the whole, what Donald Trump says he wants to happen is never going to happen.
You know what?
Never.
I actually don't think practical works in this situation, because I think that you put out a plan and you're going to get 50% of it no matter who you are. And so I'd rather have someone who goes full bore and gets 50% of it than his mealy mouth like Marco Rubio and Carly Fiorina and gets 50% of it.
Marco Rubio, by the way, was the person that seemed to have gained most from Scott Walker hitting the road.
Well, he also hired his staff and got a lot of his fundraisers.
Yeah. Well, he's getting money that would have gone to Walker, apparently.
Right.
I think he's awful.
He's got the same position as your girl Carly, though. So, I mean, I don't know how
he
can
just be horrible. But you see, part of it is based on personality. He just rubs me the wrong way. And that the message, what's the medium is the message. Isn't that McLuhan said? The medium is the message. And, excuse me, the way Rubio communicates sounds like he's
plastic.
Yeah, that's phony. Thank you, Richie. That's a good word for it. It's 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Well, Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
So you can print grand opening flyers?
Yes.
Grand opening banners?
No problem.
Custom t-shirts?
Piece of cake.
You sell cake?
It's just the same.
Oh, shame. I love cake.
Now at Staples, 500 business cards are just $9.99 every day. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
In-store and online are not combined. One site only on white mat, no cash or credit back on prior purchases, tax and shipping extra.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh. What was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Thank you. If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
It is time for the My Three Songs contest here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We have three songs, you can count them, one, two, three, by different artists that have one thing in common. And we try to use different threads. You got to use your imagination, brain power. And then when you figure it out, you call us at 888-302-3684. Your answer is what's important. The songs, artists have something in common. We'll put on snippets of these three songs and maybe a little bit more as time allows. First song is a Dionne Warwick song called That's What Friends Are For. Love this song.
And bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore.
Hold my hand, Dougie.
All right, Jen Jen. That's what friends are for. All right, so I'll give you a little bit of a hint. There's a connection here is to instrumentation. Is that fair, Kenny?
Well, and vocals on all of these.
Okay. All right. Instrumentation and vocals. All right. First song, That's What Friends Are For, Dionne Warwick. Second song, Whatever Gets You Through the Night by John Lennon. Number one during this week in 1974. This was John's only number one song in his solo career. He had a lot of them that charted in the top 10. It was inspired by the music from George McRae's Rock Your Baby, which is another great pop hit song. All right, Richie, crank this up for a second, will you please? Whatever gets you through the night. All right. So what does that have in common with That's What Friends Are For? And here's the last one, George Michael doing Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. This is one that sounds more typical of the influence that we're looking at here. Yes, everybody agree with me? If you know what the answer is, anyway.
I think I know what the answer is based on this song.
You think?
I think I do. Well, I have a guess.
All right. Kenny, does that make sense for me to say that?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I mean, the sound.
Hard.
You think this is hard?
Yeah.
It actually isn't that hard. 888 303-230-2364. It's almost obvious.
Is the answer the Queen of England?
No.
If you know what I mean?
Well, yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes, it is. The you know King of Queens.
All right. Okay.
Got it?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So back through them again. 888-302-3684. That may have helped a little bit. The King
was
of
a very
Queens.
Good clue.
It was, Richie. Actually, very creative. Yes. Right. All right. So this is not the Queen who just bought a place in Chicago. All right. That's what friends are for. Dionne Warwick. Whatever. You want to play a little more of that, Richie, if you want? The song was, by the way, released as a charity single, raised $3 million for the American Foundation for AIDS Research. This is a terrific example of great American pop music, in my opinion. Dionne Warwick, when she still had musical friends. That's what friends are.
See, I didn't realize there was a connection with the Queen of England on the second song, on the John Lennon song. That's
really?
What threw me off. Yeah.
Yeah, but they were great
this
friends.
This one, it makes sense.
But it'll get you through.
This one I didn't see. Yeah. I didn't know it.
Pieces are important, Richie. Pieces put together. You put together the pieces, you get one big picture.
Piece one and piece three gave me the answer. So.
Yep. All right. So, but I think what I said about the last one, you listen to it, it sounds so much like what we're looking for in the answer department. The song, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. You could confuse.
Right.
Right?
With
whatever the answer may be. Good Lord, how much more help we need? All right, what's Kara doing? Tell her to get off the phone. We need to get something.
Getting a life story. Their life story.
Please, don't give Carrie your life story. Just give her the answer.
You can call her back and give it to her. Just not right now.
She'll be happy to chat with you later.
Later on.
But. All right, here's Henry.
All right, Henry. Hi, welcome to Good Day.
Hey, good morning.
Morning to you, sir. Where are you?
Tucson, Arizona.
Tucson. All right, what do these three songs have in common?
They all have to do with Elton John, at night, Sir Elton John.
Yeah, Elton John sings and plays the piano on all three of those songs.
The second one was a tough one.
Yeah, right, you didn't know that, but he and Lennon were very close friends, and Lennon asked him if he'd help him out, and he did. So there it is, that's the answer. You win, Henry, good job, thank you. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a lot of people contact me saying, Warren, I would love to have a dog or a cat, but I have allergies. There's some breeds of dogs and cats that are less allergic than others. And the answer is absolutely. Breeds, for example, like poodles, Portuguese water dogs, Irish water spaniels, American water spaniels are some of the breeds that are less allergenic. And the reason is they don't have fur. They have hair like we do. And that's why you have to take poodles and some of these other dogs to be groomed, because the hair continually grows rather than falling out. But if you would like to have a dog and you do have allergies, there are things you can do. Have someone vacuum your home on a regular basis. Have someone take a washcloth and rub it against the cat or the dog's coat every single day. If you're really into it and you really want to make sure it works, try to find a location to live that doesn't have carpeting. Wood floors and tile are a lot easier, and it really is important to make sure that your dog or cat is on a good skin and coat condition, good supplementation to keep that dander and that dry skin in check. You can't have pets and allergies at the same time. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Musicians, singers, songwriters, whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, now through Sunday at Guitar Center, save up to 20% on select gear to bring out your best. Like a portable 88-key digital piano for just $199, or two Sterling recording mics for $59, boom mic stands for just $19, or a Pearl Cajon drum with snare just $89. This weekend is your chance to save on everything you need to make music. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter savings is going on now. Don't miss it.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Say hello, brother. I feel good. Hallelujah. And welcome to the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
But our job... people just wrecked into bridges when you started screaming at them.
I know. So Rich and I were talking. Rich has tried this new diet, Dougie. It's not a diet. It's a lifestyle. The Whole 30, where you get rid of your gut, is what it's called.
Yeah.
And so he's like, you guys should really try it. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I said, it gives me anxiety because I feel like I'm going to have to quit my job to do this diet. And so he's like, I said, does it take a lot of time? And he's like, no, kind of.
At first it does.
But it seems actually pretty easy, now that he's telling me about it.
It's so easy to eat so well. It's so easy. It's so easy.
Hey, listen, we all have busy lives.
Yep.
And to get out of your routine and do something different,
Meredith has me thinking a much different way. She went to a week seminar and on all of this stuff, eating, healthy lifestyle, what it does, how you can do various components in your life to make yourself healthier, and I can feel it. I feel the difference. My blood test shows the difference. The numbers are way down. How much sugar is in it? I was addicted, and still probably you're an addict forever.
You still are. Look at the amount of fruit you eat in the morning.
I have all kinds. This morning
you
so far,
a basket of fruit.
I've had raspberries, blueberries, blackberries, orange, kiwi, pear, apple.
Like you have all those fruits together, and you cut up like a fruit salad.
No, I don't.
I eat
them individually. Put
so
in my yogurt.
A full apple, a full kiwi, a full orange. Wow.
In his yogurt. Look how much sugar that is. I mean, it's all natural, so cool.
But it still is sugar, but you can't get away from it. You can get away with the processed sugar. If you look at the label, that's another thing that Meredith, in her genius, says, okay, let's look at it. We were in the, where the heck were we the other day? We stopped for something. We were driving somewhere. I don't even remember. And we stopped for a snack, and we looked at the bottle. I didn't look at it. She looked at it and said, okay, look, because I was about to pick a drink that was supposedly, quote, unquote, healthy. And she said, wait a minute. Look at how much sugar
the label
is
the
in there.
The drinks are really tricky. Right. And yogurt.
Even
really
the ones
tricky.
That I think, you know, I'm not Mickey the Dunce. I have some discernment. And I look at some of these things, and I'm staying away from the old stuff, like lemonade. That's all sugar. Stay the hell away from lemonade.
It's either 150 calories in sugar, or it's zero calories in artificial sweeteners. Yeah. I mean, really, that's what it comes down to.
Unless
you're drinking coffee, tea, or water.
Last night I made my, Jen was going crazy because the night before I made my own paleo mayonnaise.
This is where he scared me. I'm like, this diet sounds pretty cool. And then I see him making homemade mayonnaise.
It takes 30 seconds.
Like,
I just wanted to
paleo mayonnaise is like something you get out of dinosaur poop.
Pretty much.
It's
an egg and oil. With some garlic and, you know, some Dijon mustard.
Kenny, how does this sound to you?
It sounds very interesting.
Yeah.
Last night.
Very interesting.
We wanted to make tacos. Mm. And I was, of course, you look at the McCormick or whatever taco mix, everything's got sugar in it.
All right, it does.
So, you know what? In about 30 seconds, I looked on Pinterest and figured out how to make paleo tacos.
All right, so, Rich, you know why this is good? This is the reason this is good for, well, there are a number of reasons this is good. This really gets to the heart of you knowing what's going on in your body and being able to think about what you put into your body, which is what Monsanto doesn't want you to do. It's what Cargill doesn't want you to do. It's what ADM doesn't want you to do. They don't want you to think. They just want you to take something that tastes good. Ask Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, what it is that motivates people. There are two things now. It's kind of like the haves and the have-nots. The 50% who really care about what they put in their body, that's the locavore movement. People who will want to eat fresh and local, and they look at the labels, they understand what they're buying, and other people who just completely eat for taste. If it tastes good, I want to eat it. But there's a way of putting them together. It just, as Jennifer said a few minutes ago, takes a little bit of work.
There isn't. You have to reset your brain the way the brain thinks about food, because right now your brain is trained to need those endorphins that are released with the fake sugars and chemicals that you put. And you cannot recreate those high levels of endorphins with natural food.
No.
So you have to get rid of them for 30 days to reset your brain to be able to go, oh, my God.
Like getting off of salt
is delicious.
Equated with just getting off of salt, take one thing that you think you can eliminate from your life. Ice cream. For me, it was ice cream. Last year at this time, I was operating a dairy store, and every time I go into that store, I would have Charlotte and I would go in, and she'd have a little bowl of ice cream. I'd have an ice cream cone, and I've done that, by the way, through most of my life. There were very few days that went by that I didn't have an ice cream cone or ice cream in some way, shape, or form. So far, this year, more or less since Meredith and I started thinking about this in the spring, or when I started to have a focus on what I wanted to do to change my body and how I wanted to change the reality of what I look like and how I felt, I have had ice cream a total, I think, and I would look at her last night or the night before, we had a little ice cream. I've had ice cream four times, I think, five times at most in the last 4 months.
But see,
now, for me, and I do every once in a while cheat
because
the blueberry pie.
You were addicted to
right.
That
I love the sugar.
Not that you have to cut it out. I mean, you can still have ice cream every week or
once
couple
in a
weeks
while.
Or something
yeah,
like
once
that.
Once in a while. Yeah. But it just. It, but anyway, the point is, know what's in your body, know what what's going on in your body, know what you're putting into your body. Our quote of the day today comes from a local Chicago news station. Quote: "This was an unfortunate mistake." The station was apologizing, listen to this, for using a Nazi symbol in a graphic for a Yom Kippur story.
Oh, my God.
Can you even imagine there was anybody? I mean, this kind of brings me back around to maybe the Volkswagen story or other stories where other realities where people do stuff that just is so obvious. Who's doing your thinking for you, pal? Thought of the day versus quote of the day, Jim Henson, who was born on this day, 1936, one of the great contributors to American culture, in my opinion. Life's like a movie. Write your own ending. Keep believing. Keep pretending. God love him.
Did you say Muppets. Jim Henson?
Jim Henson is what I said. Yeah.
The Muppets.
Created the Muppets. TV show started on Tuesday night. Jennifer's going to tell us about the ratings for Tuesday night in a few minutes here on the television report. Meanwhile, let me go back to Volkswagen. The CEO of the company has resigned. He knew that was going to happen. Somebody's had to roll on this one. And because he's at the top of the chain, yep. He says, I am shocked by the events of the past few days. Really? That's so. You're the one who put them into motion. What are you talking about? You're shocked by the events of the past few days. Don't you love that? The executive committee at Volkswagen said that they expected him to resign. You know the story. Software that was put onto those diesel cars to avoid emission regulations. Well, to further understand all of this, Richie says that the ladies who are listening, their eyes start to roll. Let me tell you what they're doing, because I've said this on the air any number of times, and it wasn't with a precursor to this. I didn't know this was going to happen. My two children both bought Volkswagen in the past month. My daughter bought a station wagon, and as it turns out, the engine in the station wagon is not one of these engines, even though it's a TDI. My son bought a sedan, and it turns out the engine in his car is one of these engines. So my son, being a chip off the old block that he is, calls the dealer and asks them nicely, what are you going to do about this? The dealer said, we're not sure yet. My son said, well, I have a couple of suggestions. I've made my payments through October, $213 a month. I've made my payments. At the end of October, I expect you to either take the car back and give me my money back, or give me another car that meets the standards. And they said, we'll get back to you.
Right, because they don't know.
They don't know what they're going to do. But it's going to cost them $7 billion to dig themselves out of this. But the hypocrisy in all of this, and that's really kind of the main root of the story, in my opinion anyway. You say, those dirty guys, those Germans, we know we couldn't trust them. Every single car company does the same thing. They just have never been caught.
To an extent.
Yes, to an extent.
One way or the other.
There are regulatory systems.
Forced into standards that they cannot comply with.
They can't meet them. Right. They can't build cars to meet these standards that the United States, the Europeans, many countries around the world have adopted these standards that are unattainable. They are undoable, unreachable. So what do you want? You want to be able to drive a car that's economical? These cars get 45 miles to a gallon. Buying diesel fuel, it's in California, 270 something or other. It's at least a buck less than gasoline. So the movement, the environmental movement, this mania, this religion that has taken control of the common sense that ought to, do we want to clean up the air? Of course, you've got to be crazy not to want to clean up the air. Is this the way to do it? No. It doesn't make any sense. Even though you can say cars are the most polluting things on the planet, yeah, they are. Airplanes are, and power plants are. I mean, if you want to live in a modern world, let's face it. You got to face the music with pollution. You either have electricity, you have modern conveniences, or you have clean air, because you're not going to have them both. You're just not. And we're all on, you talk about being addicted, we're addicted. Can you imagine what happens if electricity goes out? What happens to our lives?
Yeah, they had all the electricity based on it last year.
Yeah, right. So Volkswagen admits to installing this software. You better go around and look at every single other car company in Europe. You can get a new car tested by any member state. They hire private companies. Over here, we do it somewhat differently. The air pollution standards are enforced by companies that are supposedly regulated by the EPA, or at least inspected. But American regulators have taken this unreasonable stance, and they've either convinced the Europeans to do it, or the Europeans have been ahead of us and they've convinced us to do it. The advocacy way of looking at this is insanity. It really is. So I'm glad this happened, even though it's going to be difficult. I mean, Volkswagen sells more cars than any other company in the world. So are they going to be okay? Yeah, it'll be okay. You think the CEO is not going to be taken care of by the board? Of course he'll be taken care of.
And why wouldn't that CEO stand up and go, hey, let me tell you what's really happening here?
Well, I think he kind of did. That's where some of this information is coming from. What really happens is they're admitting to or saying, finally, what should have been said 10 years ago when all this foolishness started, we can't meet these standards.
Well, they said that.
Yeah, well, so, and they can't. So in order to sell cars and stay in business, they had to cheat. Is that fair?
Pretty much.
I mean, understanding? They stay in business or they go out of business based on the whether they adhere to the straight. Now, could you make an argument that they're just crooks and cheats anyway? Yeah, you probably could in other ways because they're car companies. They're car dealers.
You know,
they're crooked and they cheat.
When Pepsi got sued by the government for admitting that Diet Pepsi had more than one calorie. It had like 70 calories or 80 calories.
Yeah.
Pepsi was just like, all right, whatever. What's the fine?
Wouldn't you? Yeah, exactly. What do we have to pay? A lot of people did pay fines. Yeah, they just pay the fine instead of
that's kind of what I realized how all this works.
Yeah, it's how it works. It's a government hijacking or it's a extortion. Government extortion. So I would rather see the government spending its time and my money trying to find out who the hackers are that stole the fingerprints of 5.5 million government employees. Not only do we have 21 million, we have 21 million people who works, either have worked or do work for government in some way, shape, or form, whose information has been hacked. Now, fingerprints of these people.
And the president of China will be with Obama in the next few days. Awkward.
Yeah, well, of course it is.
You think he asked them about it or not?
Obama says they're going to talk cybersecurity. Yeah. What does that mean?
Well, cybersecurity is different than, dude, did you hack my stuff?
No, I mean, it's definitely on the agenda. Uh-huh. But at the same time, he's throwing the guy like a first-class party.
Party,
the
big party. We're having a party.
Cut off his fingertips. That's what Jack Bauer would do. Be like, hey, you steal our fingers? Prince, we're going to take
I heard some money. Coverage of the meeting, the press conference in Seattle. They're at the Boeing plant and at the Microsoft plant.
Yeah.
And China, the representatives for their internet there, are just like, can't we all work together? We're all on the same boat. We're all trying to get to the same. And the American guys for the internet are going, yeah, no, we don't trust you at all.
Don't trust you. Okay, but here's what's good about this China. And this is the olive branch. This is the way they distract Obama and others from what they're really doing.
Whack you over the head with it.
They had yesterday the Chinese president met with the president of Boeing and signed an order worth $38 billion for 300 Boeing planes. And they indicated that over the next 20 years, they will buy 6,000 planes worth $1 trillion from Boeing. You don't think that sort of puts all of this other stuff a little to the side?
Yes, but.
Right, exactly. Yes, but. I've always said this. Boeing is the biggest and in many ways the best business in terms of dollars and representation of American
but
technology.
Let me ask you this.
Know-how.
One of the things, parts of that agreement is that they will build a factory in China. So what do you think about maybe some Boeing planes coming here that are built there?
Yeah.
How do you like Boeing now?
Well,
when you're
the other side of that is, Richie,
planes?
That if you look at all these new planes, how many parts are in them that come from China?
Yep, true.
11 before the hour, 49 after on Good Day.
Now is the time to save on hardwood and more at Lumber Liquidators' End of Summer Clearance Sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on solid pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents. 3/4-inch solid pre-finished maple for $1.99, plus $1 off Bellowwood Brazilian Cherry and Koa Hardwood. Get 10 to 15% off all Morningstar Bamboo. American and European laminate for 49 cents and 24-month special financing. Hurry, the End of Summer Clearance Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Catholic Charities USA doesn't want anyone to forget that 45 million people in the United States live in poverty and millions of others struggle to make ends meet. They've launched Raise a Hand to End Poverty in America and the hashtag End45 campaign, a national initiative to raise awareness. Senior Vice President of Communications and Marketing for Catholic Charities USA, Maureen Varnon, tells us more about how we can help.
1 in 7 people living in America today are living in poverty. The reasons why so many people are in poverty in America are complicated. You could lose a job and be rendered homeless. You could become chronically ill and lose your job, therefore become unable to pay your mortgage. So I think there's not one answer as to why folks are in poverty today, but we know that it's real and we know that it's a pervasive issue that warrants a national attention.
It's easy to join the cause. It starts with posting a photo of your hand and the hashtag N45 on social media. More on the campaign and other ways to make a difference at CatholicCharitiesUSA.org/N45.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
This is great sport.
In a manner of speaking,
love.
This is, wasn't Steve Lawrence the one who sang the theme for this? Do I remember that correctly?
I don't know.
You're probably close. Yeah.
I think so. Right.
We've been expecting you.
All right, so we all know that Doug would want to be, if we were the love boat.
Yeah.
Doug would be Merrill Steubing, Captain Steubing.
That's me. I'm the director.
You know what? This is pretty easy, actually. Jen would be Julie McCoy.
Right. She would be the cruise director. Yeah.
I would be Isaac, your ship's bartender.
Ted Lang.
Oh, that'd be fun.
And Ken would be Gopher, for sure.
Yep.
Right.
All right.
Plays, we all fit.
Who plays
Let's
Dr. Bricker?
Oh, we get Dr. Jack.
Oh, perfect.
Or Dr. Ken.
Yeah, all right.
Dr. Jack.
Yeah.
Dr.
Ken. Oh, Jack. That's Jack Jones.
Jack Jones, not Steve Lawrence. Thank you. You're right about that. And the song is written by Paul Williams for The Love Boat, which premiered on this date in 1977.
You know the best thing about The Love Boat?
What's that, Richie?
Barbie Benton.
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
This is the anniversary of the starting of the CBS 60 Minutes broadcast. And by the way, the selling of Turner Broadcasting to Time Warner, Ted Turner got $7.5 billion for the Turner Broadcasting System, which includes CNN, TBS, the old movie channels, all that stuff, this date 1995. And most of that money went to him. It was, he had to pay off the debt that was started. Remember that the story about Michael Milken and the junk bonds? He's the one who put the money together to start Turner Broadcasting, and it was $330 million to get the thing started. So he got paid back his $330 million, and pretty much the rest of it went to Ted Turner.
Do you remember what a big deal it was when Ted Turner started colorizing movies?
Yeah, I remember a big deal when he married Jane Fonda.
So people were either so furious with him, or they thought it was like the coolest thing ever.
Right. All right, Jennifer has the premieres, TV premieres, and how the ratings are looking so far for some of these new shows, or at least new episodes. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want
a great deal. Right now, get up to $250 off select laptops, desktops, and 2-in-1 PCs with Windows 10.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free. Get more tech for up to $250 less. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 9/26, valid in store and online while supplies last.
All right, this week, last week, next couple of weeks, TV premieres, whether it's the old shows coming back or new shows like this one with Wesley Snipes. What does that look like, Jen?
The one with Wesley Snipes.
The Player, it's called.
I'm going to be interested in that.
Security expert who tries to stop law breaking before it happens.
Yeah, that's
NBC.
Right. Yeah, I've got these all taped. It'll be interesting to see which ones play out. Only like 25% will if they're lucky. So
but Heroes Reborn is the one everybody's talking about, right?
Heroes Reborn is going to start at 8. That's the one I'm probably most interested in tonight. And then also ABC has their big Shondaland premiere night. So Grey's Anatomy, and How to Get Scandal. Away with Murder and Scandal will all be airing tonight, so that'll be kind of fun. Mm-hmm. And of course, your favorite premiere, Doug, will be Don't Be Tardy to the Party on Bravo.
Yeah, I'll be
with the Real Housewives.
So are they playing back? Do I understand they're playing back? NBC's playing back old episodes of Heroes before Heroes Reborn tonight.
Not that I know of. What I've heard is that it starts right at 8, so at least on the West Coast, it'll be all their news programming leading into that. Brave New World is what it's called, and that's their new series name.
So,
now, this past week, did you have another question?
No, I just wondered, Greg and all the regular cast are all back again, right?
Most of the cast, yeah. A lot of your old favorites from the last, and this will be kind of like a redemption thing for Heroes, because Heroes started out as such a great show and ended on such a sour note, and it just really tanked at the end, so hopefully they'll be able to get back some
of that
magic.
Speaking of tanking, quick review of Tuesday night's...
The new shows, the Muppets did the best, getting 9 million viewers overall. They had a 2.9 share. Scream Queens premiere doing okay. They had 4 million viewers. Limitless getting about 9 million viewers as well, so that one did pretty well. Winning the night, however, was returning The Voice.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's update to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMe.